Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, January 11th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks succumbed to a late bout of profit-taking to close slightly lower on Friday after posting new highs in the early going, including the Dow Jones average hitting 29,000 for the first time. Sentiment was dampened a bit by the December employment report, which showed non-farm payrolls rising by a softer-than-forecast 145,000 jobs. But Friday's lackluster showing followed solid weekly gains for the three major averages, in which the Dow gained 0.7%, the S&P 500 added 0.9%, and the Nasdaq jumped 1.8%. Traders panicked on the latest geopolitical tensions, sending safe haven assets soaring as military rhetoric quickly escalated following the death of Qasem Soleimani. Iran struck back by launching more than a dozen ballistic missiles at bases housing U.S. personnel in Iraq, but with no troop casualties, President Trump stepped away from military retaliation. Black gold and gold then surrendered some hefty gains, while U.S. stock indexes recorded a new round of record highs. A 737 passenger plane operated by Ukraine International Airlines crashed minutes after takeoff from Tehran, killing all 176 people on board. While questions are still swirling, many Western leaders attributed the crash to a surface-to-air missile, while Iran pointed to an engine failure. During the week, Boeing also released a new trove of internal messages suggesting a deeply disturbing company culture and conceded its 737 MAX pilots need supplemental simulator training. It adds to the hurdles for David Calhoun, a longtime board member who will take over as CEO next week. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except at CES, hopefully. Exhibitors were optimistic the technology displayed at the world's biggest trade show will spread into the broader market, and with 175,000 attendees searching for innovations of the future, there's a good chance it will. This year's edition of the Consumer Electronics Show ran from Tuesday through Friday, featuring the latest advances in areas like artificial intelligence, automation, transportation, surveillance, connected devices, and smart cities. McDonald's expanded its pilot of Beyond Meat Burgers to 52 restaurants across Canada after rolling out the plant-based meat burgers in 28 local outlets in October. The news came after Beyond Meat shares soared 12.4% on Tuesday and follows an announcement from rival Impossible Foods, which said it won't be able to partner with the Golden Arches until the company is able to scale up production. "I wish we had vastly more capacity than we do right now because the demand is high," said CEO Pat Brown. An extended share rally by Tesla pushed the company's market cap to the highest ever recorded by a U.S. automaker, topping the $80.81 billion cap of Ford in 1999 and easily outdistancing the record cap for pre-bankruptcy General Motors, or post-bankruptcy GM. Party time! Elon Musk was on site in Tesla Shanghai as the EV maker delivered its first China-made Model 3s and announced the kickoff of its Model Y program at its first foreign car plant. Privately held SpaceX also launched another 60 satellites in its Starlink network during the week, becoming the largest commercial satellite operator. During a two-hour-plus news conference on Wednesday, Carlos Ghosn, the world's most famous white-collar fugitive, defended himself against charges of financial crimes and called out former Nissan CEO Hiroto Saikawa and board member Masakazu Toyoda for orchestrating his downfall. Ghosn also criticized the recent performance of Nissan and Renault, declaring there is no more alliance. Nissan stock is still trading near recent lows as the automaker faces huge investment requirements and challenges of slowing sales. In his first face-to-face meeting with Ursula von der Leyen, the new president of the EU Commission, Boris Johnson laid out some red lines for his visions of a post-Brexit deal. He stressed that the UK won't extend its transition period beyond 2020, and that he wants a Canada-style trade accord, under which 98% of goods traded are free of tariffs. Any future partnership must also not involve any kind of alignment with EU rules and standards, or be subject to the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. A new deal signed with Synalytic will see Warner Brothers employ an artificial intelligence system to analyze potential movies and choose which ones to put into development. While the platform doesn't guarantee a hit, it can assess the value of a star in any territory and how much a film is expected to make in theaters and on other ancillary streams. The system can also complete the menial tasks executives normally have to do, like calculating the parameters for packaging, marketing, and distribution, including release dates. Instead of setting a yearly challenge for himself as he has done annually for the past 10 years, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg predicted major developments over the next decade. While I expect phones to still be our primary devices through most of this decade, at some point in the 2020s, we will get breakthrough augmented reality glasses that will redefine our relationship with technology, he wrote in a post. Other important themes Zuckerberg is forecasting are a private social platform, decentralizing opportunities, and new forms of digital governance. A new budget proposed by California Governor Gavin Newsom includes a plan to allow the state to contract with generic drug makers to provide medicines to all Californians. He believes that the government's purchasing power may be sufficient to cut drug prices to the state's 40 million residents, almost 33% Medicaid enrollees. Newsom is also in favor of authorizing the California Department of Healthcare Services to negotiate drug prices for international buyers, a situation that could potentially enable the state to achieve discounts on par with Canada. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.